Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, June 14th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 247 years ago, today, in 1777, the Continental Congress defined the United States flag, which we now commemorate on Flag Day, celebrated on June 14th. President Wilson proclaimed it in 1916, and President Truman made it a formal observance in 1949. Waupaca, Wisconsin, claims to be the birthplace of Flag Day, thanks to Bernard J. Sigrand, a teacher who promoted the holiday. Despite its national recognition, only Pennsylvania observes it as a state holiday. Waupaca honors the day with essays, parades, and deep patriotic passion. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area. This morning it's sunny and feels like 68 degrees. With 12-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:22, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:06. It looks like we're in for a sunny day, with a high near 84 and west wind around 8 mile-per-hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 66. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be at 10:30 a.m., with the high tide at 4:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 62 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday has a chance of showers mainly before 2 p.m. with a high near 76. The rest of the weekend will be sunny with highs around 75. Monday will be mostly sunny with a high near 83. Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 89. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Massachusetts faces a shortage of primary care physicians, with many nearing retirement and fewer entering the field. Dr. Wayne Altman of Tufts University advocates for legislation to address this issue. The bill proposes changing compensation from a fee-for-service to a monthly prospective payment system, aiming to double primary care spending by 2025. This model incentivizes improving patient health without requiring office visits. Major healthcare entities in Massachusetts support this initiative, recognizing its potential to enhance primary care access and reduce health inequities. Now on to sports. The first round of the 2024 U.S. Open at Pinehurst No. 2 featured remarkable moments. Scottie Scheffler struggled, finishing 2 over par, which is a rare start for the world's number one golfer. Patrick Cantlay led with a 5-under 65, showcasing exceptional short game skills. Ludvig Åberg impressed with a 4-under 66 in his debut U.S. Open round. Tiger Woods fought back to 3-over after an early rough stretch. Matthew Pavin carded 2 eagles, setting a new pace at 5-under par. Martin Kaymer showed familiarity with Pinehurst, finishing 2-under. Tony Finau returned to form with a 2-under 68. And Phil Mickelson had a tough round, ending 9-over par. In local sports, The Red Sox at home beat the Phillies 9-3. Tonight, the Sox are at home to play the Yankees in their first series of the year. And the Celtics are on the road in Dallas to take on the Mavericks in Game 4 of the NBA Finals. In top news, Boeing will conduct additional inspections on some 787 Dreamliner jets due to incorrectly installed fuselage fasteners impacting undelivered planes. This disclosure follows FAA Chief Michael Whitaker's statement that the agency's oversight of Boeing has been too hands-off. The FAA, increasing its scrutiny, has stationed more inspectors at Boeing factories. Despite previous quality issues, Boeing assures that 787s in service are safe. This announcement precedes Boeing CEO's upcoming Senate testimony on addressing the company's quality control shortcomings. In business news, a federal judge is likely to reject a proposed settlement in a lawsuit alleging Visa, MasterCard, and major credit card issuers restrict competition over merchant fees. The judge deemed the settlement's changes inadequate. This lawsuit, ongoing since 2005, challenges Visa and MasterCard's control over interchange fees, which totaled $72 billion in 2023. Critics argue the settlement fails to address core issues like price fixing. If rejected, Visa and MasterCard may face trial or negotiate a more favorable deal for merchants. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $67,000. Ethereum is $3,500. And Solana is $148. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A new study describes Baronius manfred-smithii, a potential new species of great ape that lived 12 million years ago during the Miocene epoch. Weighing only 22 pounds, the ape would be the smallest known hominid. This discovery marks the first evidence of two great apes coexisting in Europe, this one being a tree-dwelling leaf-eater, and Denuvius guggenmosii, an omnivore. Identified from two teeth and a kneecap, this finding could reshape our understanding of human evolution and great ape diversity. And in entertainment news, Andrew McCarthy's new documentary, Bratz, explores the lives of 80s actors known as the Brat Pack, including Molly Ringwald, Emilio Estevez, and Rob Lowe. These films, like The Breakfast Club and Pretty in Pink, defined a pivotal era for many, including the author. The documentary revisits these stars, reflecting on the passage of time, fate, and the lasting impact of labels. McCarthy's work, now on Hulu, dives deep into the cultural significance and personal memories tied to these iconic films. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American cartoonist and creator of Calvin and Hobbes, Bill Watterson. And he said, "Weekends don't count unless you spend them doing something completely pointless." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.